I receive it, and I reach my hand. Trust in you. It's good to be with you all this morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord. Just God bless each and every one of you. Amen. Isn't it lovely to be here, gathered in His name, to lift Him up, to give Him praise? Amen. That's what we were created for. Amen. Let's do that this morning. Why don't we sing this song, Our God Reigns? Amen. Key of B flat, musicians.
How lovely are the mountains o'er the feet of Him who brings good news. Oh, good news, announcing peace, of happiness. Well, our God reigns. Oh, our God reigns. Yes, our God reigns. Oh, our God reigns. Our God reigns. Was our sin and guilt that bruised and wounded Him. Oh, it was our sins, oh, that brought Him down. And when we like sheep had gone astray, our shepherd came, and on His shoulders bore our shame. Lamb that's led out to slaughterhouse, dumb as a sheep before the shear. His life ran down upon the ground like pouring rain, that we might this morning, church. Oh, our God reigns. Yes, our God reigns. Our God reigns. Our God reigns. Last verse now. Out from the tomb, oh, He came. And majesty, well, He is alive. Hallelujah, He is alive. And God loves us so. See, hear His hands, His feet, His side. Oh, yes, we know. He's alive, sing He's alive, church. Oh, He's alive. Yes, He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. One more time, our God reigns, all together. Oh, our God reigns. Together for Him now, church. My Jesus, my Savior, and my Jesus, my Savior. Lord, there is none like You. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of Your mighty love. And my comfort, my shelter, a tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath, oh, all that I am, never cease to worship You. Shout to the Lord, all the earth, let us, oh, power and majesty. Mountains bow down, oh, at the sound. The top now. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like You. In all of my days, yes, I want to praise the wonders of Your might, Your mighty love. Oh yes, You're my comfort and my shelter, a tower of refuge and strength. Oh, let every Come on, sing it. Never cease to worship you. Oh, shout to the Lord. All the earth let us sing. Power and majesty, praise to the King. Mountains bow down and the seas will roar at the sound of your great name. Yes, I sing joy at the work of your hand. River, I love you, ever I stand. Nothing compares to the promise I have. Oh, shout to the Lord, all the earth let us sing. Power and majesty now. Oh, glory, mountains bow down at the sound of your great name. I sing for joy. Forever I love you. Nothing compares. Oh, nothing compares. To the promise I have in you. Oh, let's praise Him some more, church. Amen, amen. Why don't we sing this song together, The Days of Elijah. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, these are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And though these are days of great trial, oh, of famine and darkness and sorrow, still we are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, He comes, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. Have the trumpets call, well, lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation come. Well, these are the days of Ezekiel. Oh, the dry bones becoming as flesh. These are the days of your servant David rebuilding the temple of praise. Oh, and these are the days of the harvest. Oh, the fields are all white in the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Come on, sing it. Oh, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. Have the trumpets call, oh, lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, out of Zion till salvation come. Listen now. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Oh, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion till. Oh, let's do it again. There's no God
God like Jehovah. There's no 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 God like Jehovah. Behold, oh, oh, riding on the cloud, shining like the sun. At the trumpet's call, we'll lift your voice. Oh yes, now to Zion till salvation comes. We'll lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation comes.
Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Salvation comes. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Let's just change out of our service now and enter a mode of worship here just before we take our special needs to the throne. Let's sing that song together. We fall down and lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. Amen. How many are can't wait till you have that chance to do that, to lay your crown at the one who saved your life. Amen. Let's sing this together. Amen. In worship.
We fall down and we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus, and the greatness of his mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, 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 is the Lamb.
Once again now.
Oh, when we fall down and we lay our crown at the feet of Jesus, well, the greatness of his mercy and love at the feet of Jesus, and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, 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 and we cry, holy, 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 it is the Lamb.
He is holy. Let's just take our special needs to the Lord in prayer. I'd like to let you have your seats. I've kept you standing a long time and have many prayer requests to bring before you. And I would like to ask Brother Joe Drum if he would be willing to take these needs to the Lord for us. If you'll remember Brother and Sister Smith in your prayers, Sister Mary is in the nursing home, and we just want to remember them in prayer. If you'll remember Brother Jonathan Mayo, he's sick rather. If you'd remember him in your prayers today. Brother Peter and his family are traveling, so we'll keep them in prayer. Many families traveling today, Brother Tom and Sister Kim in Arizona, along with Peter and the family. Remember Lucas and Haley also traveling over in Ohio. If you'd remember Sister Munch in your prayers, she had another fainting spell yesterday, and she's at home resting. She's okay now, but we want to remember her in prayer. The doctors can figure out what's causing those fainting spells for her. If you'd remember Sister Sharon Van Wyck in your prayers, the sister that had the cancer, we're remembering her in prayer that God would just grant a healing touch to her body. Amen. She really needs that. If you remember Sister Keisha in your prayers as well, she's not feeling well. My son-in-law Jeremiah also is not feeling well today, if you remember him in your prayers. Brother David and Sister Karen also traveling, so let's remember them in our prayers as well. I have a prayer request from Brother Ron Knobloch for a friend. who is going to be having open heart surgery. Is that correct, brother? Amen. Let's remember him in special prayer today. Amen. Pray for Brother Mark Sylvester. Brother Mark's sister-in-law, she'll be getting an operation to fix an aneurysm. So that's your sister-in-law. Is that correct, brother? Amen. Let's remember Brother Mark's sister-in-law in prayer. Very serious situation there. Amen. I know that our God can reach down and touch these special needs. Amen. One more just before we have Brother Joe come on up to the podium here. Please pray for Sherry, a friend of Christie's. They told her she has skin cancer and has to go through some therapy for that. So let's remember her in prayer. Amen. Sister Christie's friend there. Amen. Do you have an unspoken need by the uplifted hands? Let's just pray together as we approach his throne.
Quick testimony. I want to let everyone know that God is a healer. He has touched my body. He has touched my wife's body. And we're just so blessed to be in the house of the Lord for this end time message to be preached. Let us pray. Our precious and dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, thanking you for your many blessings upon our lives. To be able to hear the word, Lord, and to be able to take it into our souls and let it be part of us, Lord. Our trust for you, Lord, is just, it's real. It's real, Lord. We love you. And Lord, you see these prayer requests this morning that's been announced, Lord. Many of them, Lord, but I know you've heard them all. And Lord, we ask you to touch them, Lord. Lord, make them every bit whole, Lord. We know you're capable. We know you're willing. Lord, let us receive your healing, Lord, today, your touch from you today. Lord, open our ears that we might hear. And Lord, we just give you all the honor and all the praise and all the glory for it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Joe. Amen. Thankful to have the Drum family with us today. Amen. It's good to see Brother Joe and Sister Frida with us today. Amen. Let's just sing one more little song here. We have a couple specials. We're going to have Brother Matt sing first. Actually, Brother Matt, why don't you just take it over if you would? That'd be great.
I had a request to sing. So this will be for Brother Troy and Sister Connie. Sister Molly used to sing this song, and since she's been gone, I've really missed hearing it, so I thought I would sing it with you. I'm sure you know it, so sing along. When I'm tossed on life's sea, and the waves cover me, and the dark clouds won't let the sun shine through, then a voice it seems to say, shall there be a brighter day? Don't allow the storm to hide sweet heaven's view, 'cause you've got one more valley, one more hill, and you've got one more trial, tears. Learn to smile through your fears. Hold your head up high and give the world a smile. You just be grateful every day. It's gonna be worth it all one day. 'Cause it will all be over after. here a little while, but you've got one more valley and one more hill. You've got one more trial, one more tear, one more curve in life's road. Lay down your heavy load when you get home. Sing it again with me. 'Cause you've got one more valley, one more hill. You've got one more trial, one more tear. Oh, one more curve in life's road. Maybe one more mountain, you can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Yes, you can lay down your heavy load when you get home. Yes, we can lay down our heavy load when we get home.
Minnie's looking forward to that. I know I am. I can't wait to take this old fragile body and throw it by the wayside and take on my new one. I'm with Brother Joe. God is so good. He's done so much in my life and in the last several weeks, and I just want to thank him. It's great when you can call Satan a liar, but it's even better when you can prove that he's a liar. I had a desire to sing this song this morning, but he kept telling me that I couldn't do it because my voice is too weak. So we're going to give it a try anyway, and I'm going to tell him he's a liar. This is for a very special person that's here this morning, and you know who you are. Lord, keep me sanctified when the storm clouds gather, when the battle gets rough and the way seems so hard. Lord, when I've tried so hard, when I've been such a failure, whatever I do, whatever I say, just keep me sanctified. Well, the messenger came to old Job that evening, and he said to Job, all your children have died. I can hear old Job say, though God slay me, I'll trust him. Job lost everything he ever did gain, but he stayed sanctified. Lord, keep me sanctified when the storm clouds gather, when the battle gets rough and the way seems so hard. Lord, when I've tried so hard, when I've been such a failure, whatever I do, whatever I say, just keep me sanctified. When my work down here on this whole earth has ended, and I lay at rest by my sweet Savior's side, I'm gonna praise his name forever and ever, for the way that he always stood by me and kept me sanctified. Lord, keep me sanctified when the storm clouds gather, when the battle is rough and the way seems so hard. Lord, when I've tried so hard, when I've been such a failure, whatever I do, whatever I say, just keep me saying goodbye. Lord, keep me saying goodbye. When the storm clouds gather, when the battle gets rough and the way seems so hard, Lord, when I've tried so hard, when I've been such a failure, whatever I do, whatever I say, just keep me saying goodbye. Whatever I do, whatever I say, just keep me saying goodbye.
Keep me sanctified. Hallelujah. Is that your heart's desire?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Matt. Brother Keith, wonderful songs. Amen. Set a wonderful atmosphere. Why don't we just stand without further delay? Let's just turn it over to our pastor. If our deacons would come forward, we'll take up our morning offering. And let's sing that little song, Here We Are in His Presence. Key of G, I think it is, Brother Matt.
So I'll pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given us, Lord. Father, I pray, Lord, that you just bless this service, Lord. I pray that you just bless this offering, Father. Father, we love you, Lord. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Here we are in your presence, lifting holy hands to you. And here we are, oh, praising Jesus. Oh, the things he's brought us through. Sing it again now as the pastor comes. And here we are, here we are in your presence. Oh, lifting holy heads to
the Lord. Shake somebody's hand near you. Say, God bless you, pilgrim. Welcome to the house of the Lord, and you can be seated tonight, this afternoon. God bless you. Musicians, if you just hold on a sec, we're going to sing that again. And get that done. We welcome all of you here today. We have a lot of folks that are missing today, but we're glad to have all of you. And Glad to have our visitors and friends here. Sister Sheffield, God bless you. Good to have you. Sister Katie Quinn. Good to have Brother James here with us today. Always welcome. And good to see you here today and each and every one. May the Lord richly bless you. And we trust that the Lord will speak to your heart today. Just wanted to make a couple of quick announcements here. And just let you know, first of all, that when it comes to the ARC trip, just to remind you, we still have spaces for tickets for the ARC visit. So if you want to come and be a part of the group and get in on that, you certainly can. But there's no room on the bus, right? There's no room in the inn. And so you'd have to transport yourself to get there, which is some people are doing. It's fine. Thursday is the deadline for signing up, right? So contact Sister Simone if you have any questions or any issues there. But we can take as many people as we want to get for group sales. But when we purchase that, it's kind of a one-way deal, right? So if you want to get in on that, it's certainly a great opportunity to be able to do that. we want to also mention today that May 18th is a special day. Brother Tyler celebrates his birthday today. Tyler, God bless you. How old are you?
24.
24. Wow. That's tremendous. It's also Brother Mike Park's birthday, not here today. And we wish Brother Mike a happy birthday. May 19th is Sophie Godwin's birthday, right? Sophie Godwin's birthday. How old is Sophie going to be?
Two
years old. We appreciate Sister Sophie. May 19th is Danny and Caitlin Florian's anniversary. They're not here today. And also Jonathan and Leah Mayle's anniversary. Isn't that right? How many years? 13 years. Wonderful. And Brother Jonathan is not with us today. And then May 20th is Mitchell and Megan's anniversary, right? And they're traveling as well. I was in contact with them on Friday night because they were not over in that area, but Sister Megan's family and parents and family are over in that area in Indiana where tornadoes were coming through, and more than 25 people lost their lives on Friday night, and there was people that we knew who were traveling through that area, and it was quite treacherous, so I was in contact with them over this weekend. Now, we have, today we also have a baptizing, and we're going to be baptizing Daniel Cochran, who's ready to go. There he is, all ready to go. Anxious, ready, willing. And then, Lord willing, next Sunday also we're going to have a baptizing, and we're thankful for what God's doing among our young people. Now, today is our Graduate Sunday, and we appreciate all of our graduates. We look forward to the opportunity of celebrating their accomplishments today, and so we want to have them come forward, and I appreciate them getting their information to me. Nathan Brown, we're going to start with Nathan, and he's going to come on up and receive his Bible today. And Jaron, if you'd help me here, if you will, let's do our high school graduates here. Today. These are high school graduate Bibles, if you could hand me those. And we have two Bibles that we give, and this is the Old Schofield Study Bibles, great one, leather-bound edition, and we have the Life Application that we give to our college graduates. Nathan has spent the last year and a half working in the HVAC trade as an installer technician, right? And he will start full-time position right after high school. He'll continue his education to further his knowledge in the HVAC industry, and he's expressed an interest in the elevator service industry. Is that right? Moving on up in the world. That's great. And is currently researching the NEIEP program, and I think that's wonderful. Nathan, congratulations. And may the Lord bless you and guide you. And congratulations. Enjoy the Bible. And may the Lord give you every success in the future. Amen. Proud father over here. Lincolnton Clayville. Lincoln, come on up. Big year for Lincoln. He's a high school graduate, cum laude, and has a 4.0. 400 plus hours service. Volunteer service for? Okay, all right. 4-H?
Yep, got gold for 4-H in the state.
Huh. State debate gold medalist. Completed 22 hours towards a degree program, associate's degree, wonderful. And completed Spartan trifectas. Wow. 5K, that's more than I did this year. Five K with 23 obstacles, 10K with 30 obstacles, and 21K with 35 obstacles, right? Wow. You're going to be a pastor one day with all those obstacles. Lincolnton, congratulations. We are proud of your accomplishments. May God continue to bless you and lead you and guide you. And all the best. Lydia Claybell has also completed her high school, magna cum laude. We're proud of Sister Lydia's accomplishments. She has completed also 22 hours of college credit toward her associate's degree in fine arts and music. Is that right? Wonderful. And also has future plans for completing her degree in fine arts and music. Wonderful. I think that's a wonderful direction, a wonderful occupation. Sister Lydia, we are proud of your accomplishments. God bless you. All the best in the future. May the Lord lead you and guide you. Sorry, juggling my papers here. Sister Hannah James, come on up here. Sister Hannah James, been a busy year. Sister Hannah's graduated magna cum laude from East Lincoln High School with a 4.3 GPA. How do you get a 4.3 GPA? Weighted classes. Huh. She also, we didn't have that in my day. She also graduated with her Associate's of Arts degree from Gaston College. Wonderful. She'll be getting her CNA this summer and will be attending UNC Charlotte in the fall to complete her bachelor's in nursing. Sister Hannah, we are impressed. We are blessed to have you with us. May God bless you and continue to give you success in your leading, and may God be with you. Let's give her a round of applause. While I have this same sheet here, let's have Brother Joe Cockman come on up here. Let's do a college Bible on this one. Brother Joe graduated magna cum laude from Lenoir Ryan University as an LR honor student and as a member of the National College of Athlete Honor Society. He received a double bachelor's in finance and accounting and graduated debt-free. God bless you. Proud of you, Joe. Wonderful. My goodness, just appreciate these kids and all their hard work. Sister Mia, come on up here. Mia, we're glad to have you with us today. And Mia graduated from Lenoir Ryan University with her bachelor's in biology with a minor in psychology and chemistry. She was on the dean's list and the president's list as well. She was an intern with the admissions office where she worked closely with the dean of students and the president of Lenoir Ryan. She was involved on campus in multiple ways as a member of the Latin Hispanic Student Alliance Club, member of the Pre-Health Club, a tutor and orientation leader. Mia is currently admitted to Lenoir Ryan Master's in Exercise Science program and is in the process of applying to chiropractic schools to hopefully begin in January. Wonderful. Wonderful. We are proud of your accomplishments. God bless you. Good to have you. Sister Lorian Cochran, come on up.
Sister Lorian Cochran. Come on over on this side here, Sister Lorian. She completed a Bachelor of English with a concentration in teaching literature and writing from App State. She graduated summa cum laude from the English Honors Department and received top marks and graduate credit for her honors thesis. What was your subject?
Ballads and Shakespeare.
Wonderful. Lorian has completed her first two semesters of the accelerated master's program and has accepted a teaching position at App State as she finishes her master's degree. Wonderful. Lorian, we are proud of you. God bless you. May God continue to bless you and lead you and guide you. Now, one more. Emma Harbel. Sister Emma Harbel. Last but not least, Sister Emma received with high honors her associate's in applied science in paralegal technology. Wonderful. We are proud of your achievements. May God bless you and lead you and guide you in the future. Let's give a round of applause. Thank you. My, that's our unmarried graduates, and we have a bunch of married folks here and on the elder side that have also graduated and made great accomplishment, and we're going to acknowledge those in a different service. But we're proud of all of you. We know that represents a lot of work, not only for you, but for your parents as well, and we appreciate that very much. And God's blessing in your life and God's leading in your life. I think it's wonderful. So just wanted to say that I was just listening to the song service for Jaron and singing that little song, We Bow Down, Lay Our Crowns. I never knew this. I'd seen Queen Elizabeth a couple of times in my life and been to her house in Windsor and England and so forth. And I never knew that she had said this. She said, I always have wanted to live long enough to experience the coming of the Lord so I could take my crown off and lay it at his feet. And I thought, what a worthy desire for a monarch to be able to do that. And we are blessed, you know, to be able to know the Lord and follow his leading. We just are thankful for all God does in our lives. We sure are. Those Bibles you received today are not signed yet because Sister Becky is not here. She's coming over today, but she's not here. Had prior commitments, and she'll be along. So we'll sign those Bibles for you. We'd love to do that. Brother Branham always signed every Bible that he gave away, and so we'd love to do that. Let's stand to our feet this morning. We are also glad and happy to announce that we have Brother Samuel Taylor with us today from Ghana. The last time Brother Samuel was here, he was on his way to Atlanta to have a surgical procedure done. And I'm glad to say that surgery was done. It's successful. Doctor gave him a clean bill of health, said doesn't need to come back for a year. And so we're very thankful for that. Brother Samuel is in the area for this week, and so I asked him to take the service this morning. Right after the service, we're going to do a baptism. Right after that, we're going to have lunch provided for everybody in honor of our graduates. So we're thankful for God's blessing. Let's sing this chorus again as Brother Samuel comes today. Oh, here we are. In your presence, lifting holy hands to you. Oh, here we are, praising Jesus. Yeah.
Father, we are privileged to be in your presence this morning. Even as David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. David had tasted of what it takes to be in your presence, so he was always glad. May that gladness fill our hearts. Anytime, oh God, we are called or we have the opportunity to come into your presence, we'll come with gladness. We are grateful, Lord, for giving us a new day, Lord, which is the beginning of another week. We are forever grateful. There are so many things that you've done in our lives which we cannot thank you enough. But Lord, we open our hearts to you and say, Lord, just have your own way in us. Once again, forgive us of all our trespasses, our excesses and omissions in life. Father, cleanse us from them all. We have come this morning, Lord. Not many have had this opportunity to be here. But once we are here, Lord, we yield ourselves to you, body, spirit, and soul. Father, just manifest yourself to us. Lord Jesus, we are here. And we trust in the Lord we will leave here better than we came. That every day will draw us closer to you. Every sermon we preach or we hear will draw us closer to you. Lord, we brought our issues in diverse ways. You are the problem solver. Take all our challenges. You say we should cast all our cares on you because you care. Even those who are not here, we remember them. Be with every one of us, for you are our only hope. We thank you, Lord. Commit ourselves to you, Father. Let not, Father, my words be heard by your words. I am just a vessel in your hands. Use me to bless your people. And Lord, I bring my body under subjection of your word. But Lord, I also have my portion of what you have in store for us. I thank you, Lord Jesus, in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Before we take our seats, I just want to read the scripture then. From Genesis chapter 1 and verse 16. Genesis 1 and verse 16. Genesis 1, verse 16. Let's hear the word of the Lord. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Amen. Please, we can take our seats. First place, I want to express my appreciation to the church. Brother Barry has been a blessing to me, and so it's the whole church. I came to the U.S. not for medical treatment, but then I ended up having a medical treatment. That alone is the doing of the Lord. Because if what happened to me here had happened in my country, I don't know how it would have gone. But God graciously rearranged everything and allowed me to have a successful surgery here. So I owe my love to him. And like I said, I appreciate Brother Barry and the church because I had an insurance, but then I had a co-pay, and that was done by the church. Brother Barry Church, God richly bless you. I appreciate you so much for helping me through or seeing me through these payments. And as I said, that I think about a month ago I was here, and I made mention of the vision books and how it's helping us over there, those of us receiving these books. I mentioned again last month that, you know, there was a time where you have one message book, a sermon book, message book, and to have your own copy, you needed to take a notebook and then copy the whole message. You had to have your personal copy. And so now, by God's grace and through these vision books, we are having these books, and so that everybody could have a copy of his. It's a great achievement, and so we are very thankful. I message Brother Barry and say that these books are not just helping only the believers. It is strengthening us, but then it's also going out to the unbelievers to catch the last sheep. According to Brother Barry, that is what we are waiting for. When the last sheep gets in, then it's time to go. So, once again, we are very grateful for the great work that is being done. You know, it's Brother Barry has been sending me, forwarding to me messages from other places. And it's not only the books, distribution of books, but financial support going to the needy. So all put together, we say, God richly bless you for the work that you're doing here. Amen. This morning, we have just read a scripture talking about two lights. Two lights are mentioned here. Last and not the least, I want to acknowledge and appreciate Brother Aaron as well. He's been of great blessing to me. Brother Aaron, yeah, God richly bless you. I almost forgot. God reminded me. I shouldn't be ungrateful. God bless you. So this morning we have read the scripture talking about two lights. One is called the greater light, and then the other one is the lesser light. Amen. We want to talk about the lesser light. The lesser light. Now the Bible says that the greater light is to rule the day, while the lesser light rules the night. Now, how did the day and the night even come about? We're talking about day and the night. How did they come about? When we read the same Genesis 1, verses 2 to 5, we say, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And he called the light day. And the darkness he called night. So that is how come we have day and night. God called. And then verse 14 talks also about God calling for light. This one, the first one is light. But the second one in verse 14, God said, let there be lights, plural. So he created other lights. Apart from the one that brought a difference between the light, the night and the day. So he called for light. And so these lights came. Then in verse 16, as we read, God made. Listen, he didn't call. He didn't say, let there be. But he made light. All through, he has, let there be, let there be, let there be, and there were. But this time he said, God made two great lights. The first, or the greater one, and then the lesser one. But they are all great light. Remember that the day and the night had already been created by light. But then, there was the need to have the day and the night ruled or controlled. They were not left just to be on their own. They needed to be controlled or to be ruled. And that is why God made these two great lights. Now, it makes mention of a great light and then a lesser light, one for the day and then one for the night. But we didn't know, or no mention was made about the names of these lights. The first time we hear about the sun is in Genesis chapter 9, chapter 15, verse 9. Where Abraham, God had a covenant with Abraham. And the Bible says that when the sun was going down, that's the first time we hear about the word sun. When the sun was going down. So it tells us that the name of the light that is to rule the day is called sun. And then in Genesis chapter 37, we hear also about the moon for the first time. That was when one of Joseph's dreams, he told his father, he told his brethren, that he had a dream that the sun and the moon and 11 stars were bowing to him or making obeisance to him. And of course, Jacob, as a father, reprimanded him. Are you saying that your mother and your father plus your 11 siblings are going to bow to you and all that? So in Genesis 15, that is the first time we hear about the sun, which is the name of the light to rule the day. And then we hear about the moon also being the light to rule the night. Praise the Lord. Amen. So the sun is a greater light that rules the day, and then the moon is a lesser light that rules the night. So the sun, S-U-N, represents the Son of God, or the Son, which is Christ himself, and who is the Word. And then the moon represents the church. Amen. Which is the body of Christ. Which is Christ himself. Which is the Word. So both the sun and the moon are representing one thing. That is the Word. Christ, which is the Word. So the sun, S-U-N, has a ministry. God gave the sun a ministry. And so is the Son of God also having a ministry or had a ministry. So if the sun had a ministry, then the moon also had a ministry. So if the sun represents the S-O-N, the Son of God, who had a ministry, then the church also has a ministry. Praise the Lord. In John chapter 9, verse 5, John chapter 9, verse 5, Jesus said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Yeah. Amen. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. I'm reading something from says, we will see Jesus. So why? A greater light was shining from his word. What was the word? Christ. He was what? The word brought to life. So Christ was the word brought to life. And the word brought to life gave a greater light than he did when he said, let there be light in Genesis 1. The word brought to life gave a greater light than he did when he said, Let there be light in Genesis 1. That was a light of creation. A mortal creation which must fall. So the let there be light, or the light that was spoken into existence in Genesis 1, the prophet says it is a light of creation. It's a mortal creation that must fall. The Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my way will never pass away. Amen. When we leave here, we are not going to need the sun, the services of the sun, nor the moon. The Lamb himself will be our light. Amen. So this light of creation and the mortal creation must fall. They all pass away. They all fall out. But his word was life eternal and light eternal. His word is life eternal and light eternal. Remember, the sun and the moon, the natural ones, you say they are creation, they are light of creation, they are mortal creation that must fall. But his word is life eternal and then light eternal. When a man believes that, you have eternal life. If you believe his word, you have eternal life. Praise the Lord. Now, the sun is no more here. So then he says in Matthew chapter 5. Verse 14 to 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. So ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on high on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. When he was here, he said, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of this world or the earth. But now he goes away, and then he tells us that we are now the light. Amen. Continue to say that a light is not put on the under tables. Under bushels, but it's set on a candlestick. A city on a hill cannot be hid. So now the responsibility becomes mine and yours. Amen. He is not here as the light of the world. So now you are the light of the world. So it places a greater responsibility on us as a church, as a people of God. We are not here just for fun, just to play church. But we are here representing him. It's a great responsibility on us, which we should not play around it. You know, John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. John chapter 1, verses 4 and 5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. We are talking about life and then light. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. So the sun and the moon are the light. of creation, which must fall. But his word is life eternal and then light eternal. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Yes. Praise the Lord. This word is in Christ. He is the light and the life giver. Amen. I want to read something from Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 16. Reading 15 and 16 of Matthew chapter 4. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in the darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. Amen. These were a people, two groups of people. Them that sat in darkness, they saw a great light. And then those that sat in the region of the shadow of death, also a light has sprung up. So what is a light to the dead? Those who are in the shadow of death. What does the light do for them? That light brought life to them. They didn't just need light, they needed life. Yes, right. They were dead and they needed life. But it was light that came there to give them life. Amen. So life and light is like always going together. Because he is life eternal and then light eternal. Amen. You cannot have one without the other. Amen. And so if we are the light of the world, then there must be life in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm reading a quote from Watchman, Watch of the Night. Now, Isaiah wasn't out of order. Isaiah was in the order of God when he said, "The night cometh. The morning cometh, and the night also. The morning cometh, but the night also comes. Now, we all know it by the sun leaving the earth. It leaves the moon to take care. When the sun leaves the earth, it leaves the moon to take care. The moon shines in the absence of the sun, because the light that we walk in is the light of the sun reflected from the moon. It is not the moon's own light. The light that we walk in is the light of the sun reflected from the moon." Yes. Now that's what the church is supposed to do. That is what you and I are supposed to do. Reflect the presence of God while the sun is gone. Reflect the presence of Jesus whilst he is not here. What is it? The morning star, the church of the living God today, who is the watchman on the tower, warning the nations and the people. So God has set us as watchmen. The watchman is always on top. He's in the watchtower, warning the city of impending judgment or danger. That is our responsibility. We are made watchmen to watch, to tell the people of coming danger. Praise the Lord. The people must know what is, ahead of time. Ahead of coming. Yeah. Are we doing that? This distribution of books is part of it. Yes. warning the people, reminding those who know already that time shall be no more. We don't have time. We are living in the evil days. So all that we need to, everything possible for us to do, we need to do it. Because we are the light of the world. Let the people know that there's coming danger. The oncoming storm, as the prophet preached. We need to warn the people. We need to let them know that this is not the end of the world. He said, what's he doing? He is reflecting the same light of the sun that went down years ago and is rising again. We know the sun will rise again. Just like a natural sun rises and sets. So the Son of God will rise again. In the book of Acts, when he was leaving, when he was being taken away, disciples were just looking up. And then there was two men said, ye men of Galilee, why are you gazing up? This same Jesus that you see being taken away will come back. Amen. So we are in great expectation that he is coming back. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is coming back. So what is that true church's ministry? The ministry of that church will be the ministry of the Son. Because it's a reflection of the same sun power and the same sunlight that the world will know when the sun rises what it will look like. So as we represent him, we are showing or telling the world that this is how Jesus will be when he comes back. Yes. And so, if our lives will change to anything, then we are not showing a true picture of Jesus at his appearing. We are showing a wrong side of a picture to the world. They should know that when Jesus comes, this is how it's going to be. Because we will be like him. And the scripture says, now are we the sons of God. And that not yet appear what we shall be. But we know one thing, that when he appears, we shall be like him. Amen. So he shouldn't come to find us in any other condition. But as a people who are looking like him. In Questions and Answers 1954, said, all the things of shadows and types. When God made the heavens and the earth, he made the moon to shine in the absence of the sun, to give light while the sun was gone. See, a beautiful type of Christ in the church. The church is the moon to give the light to the world while the sun is gone. See what I mean? A lesser light. Yeah, yeah. Amen. And then otherwise, the moon and the sun is husband and wife. Just like Jacob said to Joseph, do you mean that myself and your mother are going to bow to you? Right. Yeah. Like the sun and the moon. So the sun and the moon are husband and wife. So we are the husband. Jesus is the wife. Amen. Jesus is a husband. Amen. And we must reflect him. Say, the wife, being the weaker vessel, only gives a smaller light in the absence of her husband. And the church can only make manifestations of the Holy Spirit. And remember, the moon cannot give any light of her own. Amen. And when you see the moonlight, it's not the moonlight, it's the reflection of the sunlight. Amen. And Christ ascended up, is that right? And shines his light on the church to reflect his light and power to the world in his absence. So we are here to reflect the Son, the light of the Son, the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. We are here to reflect him to this dying world. We are the lesser light, and we are to reflect Jesus, the greater light. Now he says, and it wasn't so from the beginning. So now we take our Lord, when he was here, he did not claim to do miracles. The Lord Jesus Christ did not claim to do miracles. He said it was the Father, God that dwelt in him. He expressed God through himself. God was expressing, Jesus was expressing God through himself. God, in other words, built himself a body that he lived in himself. So God built himself a body that he lived in himself. So he said, God came down, was manifested in flesh in Christ. And it was not Jesus, the body, the Son of God. It wasn't Jesus who is the body or who is the Son of God. But say it was the God of glory. The God of glory in the Son of God. Showing the glory of God. Jesus didn't claim to be doing any miracles. All that he said, it was the Father working in me. And now he's saying that it wasn't Jesus, the man that was called Jesus, that mattered. It wasn't that body, which was called the Son of God. But it was the God of glory in the Son of God, showing the glory of God. The God of glory in that body, in that vessel, showing the glory of God. So if it wasn't Jesus, the body, that was doing anything, then in us, it is not us, it should never be us, it can never be us. But it's the God of glory dwelling in us to show the glory of God to the world. We are only vessels. We are only channels that he uses. Showing himself to the world. The God of glory manifesting the glory of God. So God manifesting himself in vessels, in channels. So there's no boasting. No man can make any boast. Whatever you can do or you are doing, it is the grace of God. It's just a privilege that God has given to us to be vessels and channels in his hands. Yes, showing the world what our Jesus is, what our God is. See, now that's the way each of we ministers do. We reflect God as God is in us. And then that's the only way that God can move and people can see God is through we, his servants. People won't read a Bible, but they'll read you. And so you reflect Christ. Your works, your talks, your actions all reflect Christ. So you might not think that people are watching you, but they are watching you. Every move you make, because you are a Bible to many. We are Bibles to many. Praise the Lord. They are watching us. The people in your neighborhood, your school, your workplace, wherever, they are watching us. Because now that the sun is gone, now that the sun is set, it is the moon that takes charge. The moon has to take charge in the absence of the sun. And we are the moon. We are the wife. We are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. The lesser light. We are the lesser light that are called in our day to shine. And like we said, we don't have light of our own. None of us has any light. There's nothing good in us. No matter what we think, no matter our achievement in life, there's nothing good in us. And so there's nothing that we can brag of. We cannot boast of anything. As I said, it's just a privilege that God has given to us. Amen. To reflect Him.
Amen.
God could do away with you, with me, and then, yes, like He told the Pharisees, say, look, if you don't praise me, if they cease to praise me, stones can be raised. To give me praises. And we human beings who have been made in the image of God, why do we have to let stones take our place? And so whatever is expected of us, we must do. Otherwise, God is capable of raising stones to do what we are supposed to do and we are not doing. So it's just a privilege. If we sit here as children of God, it's a privilege. As we sit here, think of many things or places that other people are. Like the prophet used to say, as we sit here, somebody is committing fornication right now, adultery, and all that you can think of. But how privileged are we to find ourselves in the presence of God? It's a privilege. So serving the Lord should be a privilege. It shouldn't be something of a burden to us. We are privileged to serve the Lord. The Most High God. The only living God. When people are employed, maybe to the president's residence or office, they are proud of it. I work in the presidency. I work in the White House. They are proud. We should be more proud.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So young people, you should reflect Jesus in all your lives. Graduates, you've graduated. I'm praying that you'll graduate in the things of God as well. As you climb high in the things of God.
Amen.
Spiritually minded. You know, the world, we all know, especially this part of the world, it's rough, very, very rough. And the devil catches them young, just to destroy them before they are even aware. He's destroyed them. But be different. Let the light of God shine in you.
Amen.
Put all your everything in you unto the service of the Lord.
Yes.
Proverbs 1 says that, my son, my daughter, my child, if sinners entice you, consent thou not. You have a lot of friends, school, workers, and all that. They are always in for trouble. They are always in for social vices. But keep yourselves, young ones. Let the light of God shine through you.
Amen.
Let them see the difference between you and the others. Because you are special to God.
Amen.
He has placed something in you that makes you to reflect Him. Don't just give in to anything. Don't just get yourself influenced by things that are not of God. Things that God does not approve of. Don't get yourselves in those things. As young people, preserve yourselves. Hallelujah. It's difficult. People say it's difficult to see virgins today, but I believe God has virgins. God has preserved you. So don't defile yourselves. Sometimes especially in your teenagers. You are so curious about so many things. Keep yourselves. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Don't defile yourself. Don't go after anything. You are a lesser light. Shine. Shine the light of God. Praise the Lord. Just give yourself to God. God needs you. He wants to use you.
Yes.
Some of you sisters are going to be wives of pastors and deacons and all that. Preserve yourselves.
Amen.
Don't defile yourselves.
Amen.
If our prophet defiled himself in disobedience to what God told him, we wouldn't have had a message as we have now.
Amen.
So keep yourselves.
Yes.
Preserve yourself.
Yes.
See? Yeah, the prophet said, I mean, your age, the young ones, they have more challenges than what we had. But still, God is able to keep you.
Amen.
I want the light of God to shine through you. Don't defy yourself in any way. He's made us reflectors.
Amen.
I just brought some reflector here. You know, we have, this is a reflector, and this is just an ordinary paper. They have the same shape. Forget about the red lines in them, because we have other reflectors that look like this. But there is something in this that is not in that.
Yeah.
So play these ones wherever you want to place them, at vantage points or on your cars or whatever. In the night, this one will show what it is and what is in him. This one will just be there. There will be nothing there. But God has made us reflectors.
Yes.
You know, we are not just like, let me say, ordinary papers.
Yeah.
God has vested in us. He has placed something in us that causes us to reflect.
Amen.
There's nothing in this. We are not this. We are that.
Yeah.
And so God expects us to reflect him. He is a light. He is gone. By then, he is gone up. And then he throws the light on us that we might reflect him.
Yes.
I don't have light. You don't have light. None of us has any light. But the light of God shines through us. The light is thrown on us. And what is that light? It is not my light, it is God's light. That is showing or being thrown on my brightening. So we are the lesser light. Praise the Lord. And we are the lesser light that are to shine, to show the world who our God is. Children, obey your parents.
Amen.
To be a light.
Amen.
Obey them. That is the first commandment with a promise. As Ephesians chapter 6 tells us. Obey your parents. We should know how to live with our parents. And parents, we should know how to live with our children. It's all part of the light, a reflection of the light. Look at how God deals with us as children. So must we also deal with our children. Much is expected of us as children of God, husbands and wives. Let your relationship be that of Christ and the church. As in Ephesians 5 tells us, we are reflecting him. Again, we have no light to reflect. We have no light of our own to show or to shine. We are reflecting him. In the world, people try to reflect maybe a celebrity. Maybe a good singer or a good footballer or something. Those who call themselves celebrants or celebrities. People try to look like them, behave like them, dress like them, sing like them, talk like them. But we have one. We have just one. One person, one to reflect or to desire to look like him. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. We are Mrs. Jesus, Mrs. Light. And as wives, we have to reflect him. Every woman or every wife has to reflect the husband. And so we are to reflect our Lord Jesus Christ in everything that we do. We cannot reflect what we want to. We cannot do what we want to or what we desire to do. We have only one light to reflect, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, not what I feel like reflecting, not what I feel like doing, but what he wants me to do. Praise the Lord. You know, in Isaiah chapter 43, it says, "Ye are my witnesses." It's a great thing. Jesus says, you and I, we are his witnesses. So what witness are we giving concerning him or about him? What are we telling the world? If someone takes you as a witness, I mean, to the court and you are placed in a box, the one who took you as a witness expects that you will say things, I mean, the best, I mean, to his advantage. But when you go there, you are in the box and they ask you and them, did you see him? What do you say about him? And then you say something contrary. You are a miserable witness. You are a false witness. So if we are not living the way Jesus wants us to live, if we are not we are not a true reflection of Jesus, then we become false witnesses. He says, ye are my witnesses. The prophet said in the Message Identification, 1964, paragraph 34, he said, and you know, that's one of the greatest hindrances that the Church of God has. The bootlegger, the gambler, them people, we all know which way they are headed. And they know themselves. But the fellow that professes to be a Christian and then lives something different is the greatest stumbling block that the outside world has got. That there is, okay, in the outside world, anywhere, it's worse than anything the world can produce. It's a person that's supposed to be a Christian and then live something else different from that. Lying, stealing, cheating, and doing things that he ought not to do. It's a discredit to his testimony when you take people that do those things there. Our character is molded in there by the life that is in us. So if we claim to be Christians, we claim to be message believers, and our lives are contrary to what the message says, then we are false witnesses. Amen. You know, one sad thing is that sometimes, you see, we become a reproach to the very message that we claim to believe. Yeah. The message itself is not attractive. But we make it less and less attractive by the life that we live. Because, I mean, there's an expectation. Jesus said, except our righteousness exceed that of the Pharisees, we are not getting anywhere. And the Bible said, we are called unto a higher order of holiness. And so if we claim to be Christians, we claim to be believers, we claim to be message believers, we have believed this message. Is that the message? Are you living the message? Is your life reflecting the message? The word of God? We are the lesser light. And we are expected to reflect the greater light. If we fail to reflect him, then we are doing God a disservice. We become a reproach to his name, a reproach to the message. You know, we've allowed so many things into the message now, which is so sad. We are not what the message is. We are different things. Sometimes from the pulpit to the pew. What are we doing? We are the lesser light. We have to reflect him. It's not about just me standing here and preaching and then, it's for them. No, it's for us all. But that's one thing we forget. We are the lesser light. And we are to reflect him. To whom much is given, much is expected of him. Much light has been given to us. And so much is expected of us. Me, I always tell people that, look, if I cannot live this message, we have our shortcoming, we are not perfect. If I cannot live this message, then I have to go back to the denomination where these things are permitted. But as long as we are here, we are supposed to reflect the light. What we have received, the light that we have received in our day, we have to reflect it. So the moon has a calling. We are the moon. We have a calling. And our calling is to reflect that great light. That's my calling. That's your calling. The prophet said the pastor is to reflect the light. The deacons, the trustees, the church members, we are all to reflect him, to reflect the great light. Because he's looking up to us for that. We are the shining light. You will come to church always, that is great. But then we must go home with something. I always say that, you know, the body change. It's not just in the twinkle of an eye and it is done. Yes, it will happen that way. In the twinkle of an eye, our bodies will change. But the body change starts from somewhere. And as we come to church, we hear the word of God, we hear this, it should be changing our bodies. Amen. It should be transforming, it should be transforming our bodies. The water of the word washing us day by day. Because otherwise, on that day, you can't be changed. The change must, first of all, take place in you. So that there you are already changed. Only that the physical one will just happen, then we are off. When we are the lesser light, God wants to see himself in us. It says things that are to be. Say, we must live by the word because the bride is a part of the bridegroom, like any other wife is a part of her husband. Therefore, we must be that word bride. And what is that word bride? The manifestation of this hour. The bride, not a creed or denomination, but a living oracle of God, a living attribute of God displaying to the world the attributes of God in the formation of the bride that is to be expressed in this hour that we are living in. It says, I'm reading the last quote. It says, "We will see Jesus," 1964. It says, and all these things are attributes of God. Just so that in the end, the Bible said, Jesus said, "You will know that I in the Father in me, I in you, and you in me." So it's God becoming tangible. God. All these things, the essence of it, the end of it, soul of it, is that God becoming tangible. Sure. People seeing God in you. People seeing God in me. Say, your own wife and you are husband. You and your husband is a shadow. It's a shadow, a negative of God and his wife, the church. It's just God's attribute being displayed in shadows and types, like the Old Testament was to the New. Then in the end, it all winds up. God, tangible. God in Christ, tangible, made flesh, dwelt amongst us. Amen. So all that God is seeking is that he might be made tangible. People might see God. How are they going to see him? Through you and through me. We must shine. We are the lesser light. A charge has been given to us. A responsibility has been given to us. If you can go to church every day, that is fine. It's a commission. Say, forsake not the assembly of the brethren. But then, that is not the end of it. The world wants to see. Sometimes it's pathetic. It's sad. To see certain behaviors and attitudes that you can't even imagine. Especially in the message. It is sad. It is sad. We must get somewhere. Back in Ghana, I'll talk about Ghana. I don't know if some of you know this light called lantern. Lantern, it has a base, like a bowl, that contains fuel, kerosene. We use kerosene. And then there's a small cloth connected from the base, contain the fuel onto the top, and then the top is we light the top, and it gives light. And then it has a glass shade. We call it globe, something, just around it. And then as you use the light, it's a flame. So sometimes the shade or the globe becomes dirty or dark or something. See? And then when it gets to that condition, it doesn't give much light because the globe is dirty. Let me put it that way. It doesn't give the needed light, the amount of light that is expected to give. So when we're children, maybe every 2 days or something, you'll be asked to take the shade or the globe and then wash it. And then when you wash it, you see that it gives a brighter light. See? And some of us, maybe our lights, our gold globes are dirty. We need to wash them. We need to cleanse them. Yeah. so that the expected light from us will come out. Some shady characters, shady lives, shady habits, and all those things that are not causing our light to shine the way it should. You see, how long do we want to conceal or cover our sins and our weak, those things? We need to bring them to the Lord. He will wash them for us. He will repent. Say, Lord, it's my weakness. I'm not able to overcome it. This is what I'm doing. This and that. The blood of Jesus will wash it all. Obedience to the word of God will cleanse those things so that we can be brighter than we are being. We can give out brighter light to the world, to our neighbors, to our friends, our peers, and all that, than what we are doing. If our lives become questionable, then we are not there. If our lives become questionable, then we are not there. May God help us.
Amen.
That we'll shine, we'll brighten wherever we are. We'll be what He wants us to be. It will not be long. Look at the things that are happening here and there in the world. It tells us that the time is coming. So it is lamp trimming time.
Amen.
We need to be trimming our lamps to give a brighter light. Amen. I don't know whether this song is familiar. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. Is it familiar? All His wonderful passion and purity. All the Spirit divine, all my nature refined, till the beauty of me see. Let the beauty of Jesus. Let all His wonderful passion and
the light of the world. We'll walk in the light, just a beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world.
Praise the Lord. You're all I want. You're all I'd ever need. We're going to sing that this morning, and then we're going to have our baptism here. Brother Samuel, I appreciate the word of the Lord today. He's very soft-spoken, and I appreciate his ministry, and I appreciate his language and the words that he said. And I will guarantee you, yesterday I was privileged to be able to speak at the graduation ceremony for the Bible Way Academy Online. And I said that, you know, of all the graduates that are graduating in this season in our world, there's a very small percentage of them that are Christians. And of that group of Christian graduates, there's a very small percentage of graduates who are believers. And as believing graduate Christians who are going now out into the world to pursue further education or jobs and so forth, they are ambassadors. They are representatives of the kingdom. And they are to shine. They are to be messengers of hope. And Brother Samuel was saying that when you look at the glass on a lamp or lantern, if we live contrary, if we live dirty, if we live a shady life, there's less light that's given off. But that light has to be constantly cleaned. It has to be constantly maintained. And it's got to be constantly filled and refilled and refilled and refilled. It isn't just a one-time thing where we put a globe on there and fill it up once and light it and then leave it alone. No, it's a constant thing. And I appreciate what he had to say today because I think, when you get to the place where you think, oh, I don't need this and I don't need that and I don't need to have the Holy Spirit speak to me or correct me or make things right or clean something up in my life, when you adopt the attitude that you don't need any of that kind of stuff, you're going to be a less effective light in this world. And I will tell you, in the world we live in, we need bright lights. We need good young people that are not ashamed of this message and they're not so arrogant that they can't be corrected and told. We need good young people that are willing to stand out there and say, I'm a representative of the kingdom. I know where I've come from. I know I'm a child of God. God sent a message in this day and I'm not ashamed of that. I love it. I believe it. I'm willing to testify about it and I'm willing to stake everything on it. And I think that's a wonderful testimony to have. God wants you. God created you to be His reflection. He didn't create you just to be a church member and a church dinner cooker. He didn't create you just for that. He created you to be a reflection of Himself. And when we fail to do that, we've missed the main thing. Oh, I better stop. Draw me close to You. Never let me go. I'd lay it all down again.
You are my desire. One else will do, and nothing else could take Your place to feel the warmth of Your grace. Oh, and help me find a way. Bring me back to You. Oh, and You're all I want. Oh, yes, Lord. You're all I've ever needed. Close to You, never let me go. I'd lay it all down again to hear are my desire.
Is he your desire?
That no one else will do. Nothing else could take your place. Oh, to feel of your grace.
Help me find the way.
Oh, and help me find the way. Bring me back to you. Yeah.
Lift him up now.
You're all I want. I come to you, let my heart be changed and renewed and flowing from the grace that I found in you, that I found in you, Lord. And Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away by the power of your love.
Spirit to make these kinds of decisions they're making, and we're proud of Daniel and his desire to surrender his life to Christ, and that's the very best thing that he can do, and it's very good that he does it at an early age. And we just pray that the Lord will take him, use him, and God will fill him with his Holy Spirit and make of him what God's design is.
We don't know what that is, but we do know that God has a design. He has a plan for all of us. And it's a wonderful thing. Water baptism is not a get out of jail card.
Amen.
It is simply a step that is an expression on his part that he desires to surrender his life. But it's also, in the eyes of God, it is a sheep that returns. It's one that strayed from the fold and returns. But it's also an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to take him at his young age and use him for his glory. And that's a wonderful thing. So we pray for God's protection over him. And just pray that God will just take that life in his hands and use him in a way that only God can. Daniel, let me take this hand right here. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you have taken these lives, Lord, into your hands. And we know that you love to see the little ones come to you, Lord, and you never turned any of them away. And at this moment, this young man comes to you, Lord, and just desires to surrender his life to you. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you would just accept this living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is our reasonable service. The transforming, Lord, comes from you. And so the very best thing we can do, Lord, is just lay our lives down. I pray that you take Daniel, use him, Lord, fill him with your Holy Spirit, forgive him of every sin, and Lord, just take a hold of his life. And we think about his past and where he's come from, and it's just your grace, Lord, that has allowed him to be here today. We thank you for his family, those that love him and have helped to raise him, and we commit him into your hands now. Daniel, based on your desire to walk in newness of life, I baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, as I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Yes, he leads me safely through the sinking sand. Is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Well, Jesus, hold my hand, I need every hour. While through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy saving power. My feeble pleas, oh Lord, look down on me. And when I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Let me travel to the light divine that I may see the blessed way. Oh, keep me that I may be holy, dining. Well, now I will be a soldier, brave and true, and ever firmly take a stand. And as I onward go, daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Well, Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, I need every hour. While through this pilgrim land, oh Lord, protect me by thy power. Well, hear my feeble plea, oh Lord, look down on me. And when I kneel in prayer, oh, I hope to meet you there, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. And when I wander through that valley dim toward the setting of the sun, well, now lead me safely to the land of rest, of life I've won. Now put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach that golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Sing it now. Well, Jesus, hold my hand. Will I need the earthly eye while through this pilgrim land? Protect me by thy same power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Hold my hand. Well, I've been to the water and I've been baptized. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Well, I've been changed from this creature that I once was, and redeemed is now my name. Well, I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. And what a difference it makes when the Lord has His way on my life. Praise God, has been changed. And though my sins were as scarlet, they're white as snow. I was bound, but today I am free. Oh, I was lost in the darkness, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. Well, I've been changed. Oh, I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, and what a difference it makes when the Lord has His way. All my life, praise God, has been changed. Now when at last in His presence I stand above, He's gonna wipe every tear from my eye. And I will thank Him for giving a wretch like me a new home beyond the sky. Oh, I've been changed. I've been reborn now. All my life has been. And what a difference. Hallelujah. I praise God has been. I've been changed. Well, I've been reborn now. All my life has been rearranged. Oh, what a difference it makes when the Lord has been in my life. Oh, you know what's coming now? I'm in this church, this glorious church. I didn't join, no, I was born. I've had a new birth. Some glorious day, gonna sail away. It's by His grace, not by my works. I'm in this church. I'm in this church, this glorious church. I didn't join, no, I was born. I've had a new birth. Some glorious day, gonna sail away. Well, now I'll fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly away. And I'll not die. Hallelujah, by and by. Oh, I'll fly away. I'll fly away. Well, I'll fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly away. Well, now I won't die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away. This whole world will never hold me anymore when I'll be gone. For I made my concentration, yes, and I've got my wedding garments on. This whole world never hold me anymore, and I'll be gone. And for I've made my consecration, and I've got my wedding garment on. Well, now I'll fly away, oh glory.
and by. Oh, I'll fly away.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I think I'm having too much fun with that. Amen. We might just fly up out of here. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to let you go today. Just go in the name of Jesus. Got the dinner prepared for the graduates. We're thankful for all of them. So let's just go over there and have a good time of fellowship. And we'll just keep singing that as y'all make your way out the door. Well, now I'll fly away, oh glory. I'll fly away. And I'll not die. Hallelujah, by and by. I'll fly away some glad morning when this life is over. I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away. And when the shadows of this life have grown, I'll fly away. And like a bird from prison bars have flown, I'll fly away. God bless you, church. I'll